This morning, we're going to go back to the basics. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 28 because school has now started and we need to go back to the basics sometimes and just rehash what it is that's in the scriptures. We pray. Lord, help us at this time when there's so many things traveling through our minds, just to be able to relax just for a little while, to receive your word. Lord, to really ask the question, what does it really mean? In your son's name we pray. Amen. So this morning, we're going to continue Matthew 28, especially verse 19. If you would read this with me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Interesting enough is, y'all have an interesting way of going about things and having a very interesting culture here coming up from the South. It's rather interesting. So last week, I went to the nursing home and saw something very interesting, and I don't know how else to describe this, but everywhere I went, every single place, every single TV had some game on. I can't remember which one right off the bat. Some team in purple and some team in green. All right, and so interesting enough is that I went as going down the aisles and room to room, I didn't have to wonder what was going on. Every TV was turned up so loud as I'm going down the hall. It's in stereo, all right? So I don't even have to wonder who's winning or what's going on. So interesting enough. And then trying to go visit people who, I don't know how to say this otherwise, are so focused on that screen that they can't hear the door. So that's a little problem for pastors sometimes. But interesting enough is y'all have your own culture up here. I forgot you guys only have one NFL team up here. And so y'all rally around that one team. And that can be a good thing. So my question, have you heard about the Vikings this week? Have you heard about the Vikings this week? Some of you? See, this is going to be easy. It's easy when you sit in the front row and you're the main object of the pastor's sermon this week. So she must have heard me say something. I don't know. But have you heard about the Vikings? Anybody not heard about anything about the Vikings this week? Has anyone been in an igloo this week? And so you can't go anywhere in the city or the state and not hear something about them. But then again, the outcome wasn't what y'all wanted. So probably that's why you aren't talking as much. So interesting is, if you went to a game at the place in Minneapolis, if you went there, what would it look like? Something like this? Would that be the case? All purple. So virtually everyone in this picture looks the same, right? Almost everybody. I mean, if you really look, there's that guy who is in like brown, and he just couldn't, yeah. So everybody looks the same. Now, if I would go to a game, what would I hear? Some foreign language that no one understands what it really means. All right, no problem. All right, so there's this whole thing of if you're together with people of like mind, you just attract people of even liker minds. And so you get together, and you can start a conversation with anybody at one of these games, correct? I've never been to an NFL game. You got to tell me, can you start a conversation with someone else? Is it easier talking with someone in purple, even though it's not Lent? Is it easy? Can you just say, hey, how about the Vikes? Or, yeah, sure. So that one word. Can you say that and it's easy to start a conversation? Is it easy? Is it easy? And so that's what I was beginning to wonder this morning, or actually last week when I was writing this, because very interesting enough, the game was not in Minneapolis. You were there. Did you wear your purple? You did? All right, so you're probably back in the way, way, way back in the back. So good thing this is not in Philadelphia, right? All right, so interesting enough is how much of a conversation are these guys in purple having right now, looking at this picture? All right, we got, I count maybe 4 or 5 people in purple. And only 3 of them are bold enough to celebrate what might be a touchdown. The rest of them are Packer fans, who the Packer fans do not like it when other teams score. All right, so interesting enough is you have some people very enthusiastic about telling about how they feel, and you got other ones that are really wondering if they should for lack of wanting to survive after the game, correct? So interesting enough is how easy is it to have a conversation when your team is up by 3 touchdowns? How easy is it to have a conversation with a Packer fan? Did you have a conversation with a Packer fan? Was he a Lutheran? Wow, wow, so, feel the love. All right, so interesting enough is some people are really bold. You ever see this whole thing? This guy is Go Vikings at Lambeau Field. Little bold, right? I wonder if this is after the game. Maybe during the game. I don't know. I don't see very many people in the stands. So is he bold? He's still kind of bold. He still has to get to his car. He probably still has Minnesota plates. So what I'm trying to get at this morning, just to talk and use the Vikings, because you guys know what the Vikings are like. You know what it means to sit down at any single place in town that has a TV and it's turned on to the Vikings and people are talking about the Vikings. So the question in my mind is it easy to talk about something you love? Is it easy to talk about and just go wherever and just talk about something you love? And so I begin to wonder about that this last week. On what we're studying, and our conversations about faith difficult? Because isn't it easy when you're all decked out in purple and you're all at the same place to have a conversation, because you can easily bring out something like this, whereas even in here, if I would eavesdrop to find out what your conversations were like, would I hear questions or the sharing of faith? Is it easy to have a conversation about our faith, especially when we're the only one wearing purple in the entire section? Is it difficult to strike on a conversation with someone who's different, who doesn't share our values, who doesn't even remotely want to hear about faith? Is it difficult? I would say, yeah. When you take a look at things, there's a graph that kind of talks about this. Is this graph, notice, what is this graph doing? Down. So how would you describe this graph, everybody who is in Algebra 1 or 2? This is a declining graph. And so what we look at right now in today's world is Christians, when you grab onto your faith, generally you're at the very left, and the amount of conversations you have about who Jesus is or what your faith has done tends to be high. It tends to be high. And then as you get older or away from that point, is that the conversations you have get what? Lower and lower. Until the very point, all the studies have shown is that we have almost zero conversations about faith. Why is that? The longer that we're faith followers, followers of Jesus Christ, that we have smaller and smaller numbers of conversations about who Jesus is. Isn't that weird? Isn't that interesting that we would revert to the way of not talking about it? So why is it the Vikings are easy, but Jesus is difficult? And it's very interesting. Let me go back to the language you guys speak. Is that okay? Can I go back to that language? Can I explain it like this? Do you guys know? Okay, so this is what's called the red zone. The red zone. And so what happens here is that this is a unique certain situation, whereas you have to throw away three-fourths of your playbook because it won't work because you're in a different situation. And so right here, you would take a look and see that it's a picture of the Vikings. They're about to the 1 yard line. And so we're diagramming what the play is going to do. And so the question is, do you think the Vikings all week, do you think that they simply just kind of relax and watch TV on other things or play cards? Or do you think that during the week they just don't do anything about goal line stance or goal line and offense? Or these are professionals who have done this time and time again, yet what are they doing during the week? If you would watch their practices during the week, what do you think they're doing? Do you think they're practicing for goal line situations? Do you think they're practicing that when they get into this situation, professional teams are actually practicing of what they want to do and how they want to do it? Because professionals want to do what they do seamlessly, flawlessly. Does that mean that they always get it right? Do the Vikings always score when they get in the 20? No? I didn't watch most of the game last week, so I can't tell you. So all I'm trying to say is this. If professional football teams practice during the week, because at times they will be called on to do this, and then they will fail. The question really, when I relate this to you and what we're talking about today is this, is that when we look at what is important to us, and what is important to us is this Jesus, following this Jesus, do we ever practice? Do we practice at home? Do we practice here? Do we practice on the phone? So that when we can go out, we'll fumble. We'll throw an interception. We'll get sacked. Okay? But in terms of this, how much will we keep on practicing? How much will we keep on going? Because God will put us in situations which we just wonder, what is it, Lord, that you are asking us to do? And sometimes God says, go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. God's not always going to put you in the easiest of situations. In fact, he's going to put you in situations which he wants you to, number one, grow, and number two, to share. And sometimes that sharing simply is to plant a seed. We're talking about harvest time here soon. There's one time where the farmers planted that seed. And so you might not be the person that takes them from point A to point B where they're totally following Jesus, but you may be that person. Just ask that one question to get them to think. What do I normally believe? What do I normally believe? And what is it about life that's so special? And it can be that one question that you ask that makes even yourself wonder, do I know the answer to this? And then how is it that Jesus has fulfilled my life? So I'm going to fulfill what he has told me. That I'm just to go and just talk about faith to my kids, to my neighbors, to coworkers, to people I don't even know. Just, I may see situations in which that person may look like they just need to come alongside that person and just listen to them and listen to their story. So there's different situations that God puts us in. And so today I want to continue on this journey of talking about, where is God putting you? What kind of situations is God putting you in which you may be the one to just to plant that one small seed? Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, even in the midst of, Lord God, we're looking forward to a game this week, another game this week. Lord God, our minds are sometimes clouded about what we want to do, what we need to do. Lord God, what are things that are going to be happening in this world? Help us understand, Lord, that, Lord God, your word calls us out to, Lord God, to go. Sometimes that go is a park bench just down the street. Sometimes that is listening to a coworker who has had a tragedy. Lord, help us understand that, Lord God, you have blessed us so much with your word. You bless us with your word of comfort, that your strong arm comes beside us to comfort us. Lord God, help us understand that in times of need, we'll fumble. Lord God, we won't get the pass right. We'll be incomplete. Lord God, help us understand that, Lord God, it's not about us. It's not about what we're doing, Lord. It's what you're doing through us. It's how your word comes to a world that is so empty of meaning of life. Help us understand, Lord, that, Lord God, your word gives us meaning. In your son's name we pray. Amen.